Welcome to the reading of the book, New Creation Realities, from E.W. Kenyon. First Words, a series of heart messages on the New Creation Realities, little studies on great themes, investigations about the hidden man of the heart. We have found the secret that the psychologists long have sought. It is the inward man. It is the recreated spirit. It is the part of man with which God deals. A delving into the love life of the sons of love, where the hidden man of the heart rules the outer or seen man of the senses. You will find some suggestions about the combat of the recreated spirit with the senses which govern this outer man. It is really an unveiling of what we are in Christ today, of what He says we are, what He has made us to be in His great redemptive work. These messages are largely from the epistles. They are not complete, but are suggestions to provoke you to study more deeply in these hidden riches. We have come to know that one cannot know the incarnate one, as we have seen him in the four Gospels, unless we have had an opportunity to become acquainted with him in the epistles. In the Gospels, he is the lone man of Galilee, the humble unknown who ends his earth walk on Calvary. In the epistles, he is the risen, triumphant one, the conqueror of death, sin, and Satan. He is humanity's risen redeemer, who has met the demands of justice and satisfied every claim against humanity. He made possible the new creation, a new race of men who can stand in God's presence without the sense of guilt, condemnation, or inferiority. The reason why. The Pauline epistles must ever stand as the work of a super genius or a divine revelation. They reveal what happened on the cross and what followed during the 3 days and three nights until the man was raised from the dead. One cannot grasp the great substitutionary fact in the four Gospels. Neither can we find the new creation revelation, nor can we discover the ministry of Jesus at the right hand of the Father. The four Gospels give us a sense-knowledge view of the man. The people stood in the presence of his miracles, overwhelmed with a consciousness that they were in the presence of God. They call him the Son of God. They see him conquer Satan and demons, but there is no intimation that he is going to make them conquerors of demons, of death, and of disease. What he says to them in regard to it is veiled, because they are spiritually unable to grasp spiritual realities. They have not yet experienced the strange phenomena of the new birth. So the Pauline revelation is a master stroke of divine grace. It lets us into the inner secret of God's mighty purpose in the incarnation. In the Gospels, Jesus acts like deity, talks like deity, dies like deity, and conquers death like God. He was God manifest in the flesh in his earth walk, and he was God in the spirit in his substitutionary sacrifice. At God's right hand, he has a glorified body and is head of the new creation. You will find that he did a perfect work for us, and the Spirit, through the Word, does a perfect work in us, as Jesus is today at the right hand of the Father, doing a perfect work for us.